Good morning, traders. Welcome to Money Sense at the Opening Bell AI podcast by Jim LeCamp and Pat Riddell, Senior Vice Presidents and Senior Advisors at Morgan Stanley Wealth Management. Together, Jim and Pat run the Money Sense team of seven financial advisors in Fort Worth, Texas, helping people throughout the country reach their financial goals through retirement and beyond. As many of you know, Jim and Pat brought you daily financial market news and information for over 33 years on AM radio. In order to make sure you're getting the news you need before the market opens, they've recently moved their daily education to this AI podcast, delivered to your phone and or email daily within an hour of the opening bell. If you have questions about or need help with all things financial, get in touch with the Money Sense team at www.moneysense.net. If they don't have answers for you, they'll scour their Rolodex to find you someone who does. I'm Aiden, and I'm here with my co-host, Ada. We're your daily guides to the latest in financial markets and economic trends, so you can make smarter trades, whether you're in stocks, bonds, futures, metals, or commodities.
Exactly. We're here to break down what's moving the markets, what's coming up, and what you need to know to stay ahead. Just a quick reminder, this podcast is for educational purposes only. We don't know your personal situation, so nothing here is personalized financial advice. If you need that, reach out to a pro who knows your story. We're here to help you stay informed, not to tell you what to buy or sell. And if you want more tailored help, don't hesitate to connect with a financial advisor. All right, let's get into it, because Wall Street never really sleeps, and neither do the headlines.
Let's start with the big one. The S&P 500 just closed at a new record high, up 1.5% for the week, and that's five straight sessions in the green. Healthcare and materials were the big winners. West Pharmaceutical Services, ticker WST, jumped a whopping 25% after crushing their Q2 numbers and raising guidance. Newmont NEM also had a strong week, up 13% on better-than-expected earnings.
Yeah, and it wasn't just those two. GE Vernova in industrials was up 12% after topping estimates and raising their revenue outlook. It's been a broad advance. Every sector in the S&P 500 was up, even if some just edged higher. But you know, it's not all sunshine. We're seeing a split. Luxury-focused stocks are outperforming, while companies that rely on lower-income consumers like Chipotle and Southwest Airlines are feeling the pinch. Chipotle actually cut its guidance, saying the lower-income consumer is under pressure. That's a theme to watch.
Absolutely. And the earnings parade isn't slowing down. This week, we've got Microsoft, Meta, Apple, Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and a bunch more reporting. Big tech's results are really driving sentiment right now. If they keep beating, the market could keep running. But if there's a stumble, watch out for some volatility.
And don't forget, economic data is coming in hot too. Q2 GDP, the PCE inflation index, and July jobs numbers are all on deck. So buckle up. It's going to be a busy week for traders. Now, let's talk tariffs and trade. Over the weekend, the US and EU announced a framework for a new trade deal, 15% baseline tariffs on most EU imports. That's a big shift, especially after Trump had threatened 30% tariffs earlier this month. Automakers are breathing a little easier, but there's still a lot of uncertainty about which sectors get hit hardest.
Yeah, and this comes right after similar deals with Japan and the Philippines. The Japan deal, for example, also set a 15% tariff, and there's talk that some of that investment will help fund new chip plants in the U.S. But, you know, the market's really bracing for that August 1st deadline. Trump's sending out rate letters to over 200 countries, and not everyone's thrilled. Canada's still a sticking point. He's threatening 35% levies on goods not covered by the USMCA. And negotiations with China and India are still ongoing.
Yeah. And Europe's reaction is really mixed. Italy's prime minister called the deal positive, but wants to see the details, especially since Italy's a big exporter to the U.S. Germany's also waiting to see how this shakes out for their automakers and manufacturers. There's talk of national and EU-level support measures for sectors that get hit. So it's not just about tariffs. It's about how governments respond, too.
And let's not forget, these deals are setting a new baseline for U.S. trade policy. The 15% rate is now the floor, not the ceiling, and that's a big change from just a few months ago. Markets seem to be taking it in stride for now, but if those letters go out with higher rates, we could see some real volatility. All right, Ada, what do you say we take a quick breather from the market madness for a little music history? Because hey, even traders need a break. Did you know Richard Wright, the keyboardist and co-founder of Pink Floyd, was born on this day in 1943? He was a huge part of their sound, and he got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 96. I mean, us and them. That's a classic.
Oh, and here's a wild one. On this day in 2011, Meatloaf actually passed out on stage in Pittsburgh during a show. He had an asthma attack, but after about 10 minutes, he got back up and finished the set. Talk about resilience. That's the kind of bounce back you need in trading, too.
Absolutely. And let's not forget George Williams from The Times. He had the 1963 hit So Much in Love and the UK number one Mrs. Grace in 75. He passed away on this day in 2004. And Marge Ganser from the Shangri-Las, she died of breast cancer on July 28, 1996. The Shangri-Las had over 10 hits in the 60s, including Leader of the Pack.
Music and markets both have their ups and downs, but the legends always find a way to leave a mark. All right, let's get back to the high-stakes headlines. So, shifting gears, let's talk about the Fed. President Trump made a rare visit to the Federal Reserve last week, hard hat and all, to tour the $2.5 billion renovation project. There's been a lot of back and forth about the cost. Trump says it's ballooned to $3.1 billion, but Powell pushed back, saying that includes a third building that was already finished. It's a bit of a sideshow, but the real drama is about interest rates.
Yeah, and the Fed's expected to hold rates steady this week. But the pressure from the White House is intense. Trump's been pushing for cuts, and there's even a lawsuit now. Azoria Capital is suing to force the Fed to open its FOMC meetings to the public, arguing that closed-door meetings violate the government in the Sunshine Act. It's a long shot, but it adds another layer of tension.
And, Aiden, you know, traders are watching all of this really closely. The Fed decision, the July jobs report, and the PCE inflation reading are all coming up. The consensus is no rate cut this week, but some are betting on a cut in September. If the jobs data comes in weak or inflation ticks up, that could change the calculus. It's one of those weeks where every headline could move the market.
And don't forget, there's talk of dissent within the Fed. Two governors might vote against the consensus, which hasn't happened in decades. That could send a signal that the Fed's not as unified as it wants to appear. So, yeah, a lot of moving parts for traders to keep an eye on. What do you say we zoom out a bit? I mean, there are other things in the spotlight, too, like energy and bonds. Oil prices are holding near $70 a barrel, even though there are warnings about a looming surplus later this year. OPEC Plus is meeting soon, and both the IEA and EIA are forecasting that supply could outpace demand by the most since the pandemic. But for now, inventories are low and demand is strong, especially for jet fuel. It's a weird push-pull. Tight now, but maybe not for long.
Yeah, and on the bond side, Treasury auctions are ramping up. Yields are higher, and the market's watching the Fed's next move closely. There's a lot of supply coming, and that's putting some upward pressure on yields. If the jobs and GDP data come in strong, that could keep rates elevated. But if there's a surprise, we just might see a quick reversal.
And then there's the government's direct intervention in markets. Ida, I'd be curious to hear your take on this. I mean, the Trump administration just took a $400 million stake in MP Materials, a rare earth miner, and Trump now has a golden share in U.S. Steel, basically veto power over major decisions. That's not something you see every day in the U.S., outside of wartime or a crisis. It's a new playbook, and it could set a precedent for more government involvement in strategic industries.
You're so right, Aiden. I've seen my share of wild swings in commodities and equities. Sometimes you're riding high, sometimes you're just trying to survive the drop. The key is to stay disciplined, keep your risk in check, and don't get too caught up in the headlines. Government intervention can create opportunities, but it can also distort the market. So stay nimble and don't be afraid to take profits or cut losses when you need to.
Well, that's a wrap for today's Money Sense AI podcast. Remember, markets never sleep, and neither do the headlines. We'll be back soon with more timely, actionable insights to help you navigate the economy and financial markets.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget, Take profits when you can, cut losses when you must, and always stick to your trading plan. This is Aida signing off. Aiden, always a pleasure.
Right back at you, Aida. And to all of our friends, don't go away. We'll be back in a mere 23 hours.